Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Ariana Spuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. If the wheels haven't fallen off yet, it might not be the right time to buy that new car. Rising prices mean that people are holding on to what they already have. And they're finding that the math can be in their favor if they keep fixing their beat-up old cars.
Costs of car ownership in general have just been increasing a lot, as the cost of maintenance and repairs have risen too. It was common for a car to be near the end of its life at 100,000 miles, but now it's pretty common to go well above that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Pinsker joins me after the break.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
With rising prices, people are clinging on to their old cars to save some money. Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Pinsker joins me. Joe, lots of people try to drive their cars until they're out of commission. Why is this paying off more now?
Yeah, this is something that people have always done and in a way almost enjoyed doing. But at this particular moment, one of the things that's changed, which will be no surprise to anybody who's shopped for a car lately, is that the price of cars has increased and the price to borrow money has increased. The costs of car ownership in general have just been increasing a lot, as the cost of maintenance and repairs have risen too. And so it's gotten people thinking about how they might be able to hold on to their own car for a bit longer. Something that's working in the background in their favor is that today's old cars are aging more gracefully than the ones that people had maybe a couple decades ago. It was common for a car to be near the end of its life at 100,000 miles, but now it's pretty common to go well above that. And so clinging to your current one and trying to squeeze more life out of it just has a bigger payoff than it usually does.
How long are people holding onto their cars for?
The latest data shows that as of last year, on average, the age of a vehicle in the US was 12 and a half years. That was increasing for the sixth straight year. Of course, averages are a nationwide figure and capture a whole lot of variation. And I talked to a guy in Idaho who is definitely bringing up that number. He's driving a 24-year-old Toyota Tacoma pickup truck that he bought new a long time ago and has put more than 300,000 miles on. He thinks he'll probably still have another 100,000 to go on it.
But does the math check out? How can it be cheaper to keep repairing your old car over and over again versus getting a newer one?
A lot of these things are definitely going to vary from case to case, and some cars definitely are money pits. But the way that one repair shop owner put it to me was that he said that last year, the average repair at his shop was about $700. A one-time payment of $700 is a lot for a repair to put into an aging car, but at the same time, it's a lot less than paying $700 every month. So it's often this trade-off. Clearly, he said, if your repairs work out to $700 a month, get rid of that car. But there's kind of a balance that you can end up striking where this ends up making sense.
Yeah, that seems like a shift from how it used to be. I feel like people always told you, don't buy a used car if it's over 100,000 miles. That was like the guidance for buying an old car. But now that's different.
I was talking to an industry analyst who said that that's still a number that's really in people's heads, but it's something that has definitely changed.
Are there certain cars that make more financial sense to keep longer?
There's a lot of variation between car brands in terms of how dependable a car is and how many problems pop up. The research firm J.D. Power does a study every year of how many problems arise for the owners of new cars within the first 3 years. The two makes that came out on top this year were Toyota and Lexus. And a notable trend also this year is that electric vehicles had some of the highest rates of problems reported. That study only looked at the first 3 years of ownership, but it ends up being maybe a proxy for what a car will be like over its whole lifetime.
And with cars having more technology on board, does that also mean more money in maintenance?
One nuisance for the owners of newer cars is that oftentimes a repair that you think would be pretty simple can actually end up costing a ton at the mechanic if it ends up sort of affecting some sensor or some screen, some bit of technology. And throughout the 2010s, automakers were adding a lot more technology to the cars, which had this sort of side effect of these really big bills occasionally for people. And cars that were made before that era, repairs are often simpler and quicker and cheaper.
When something goes wrong with a car, there comes a point when the owner has to sit down and do the math and say, okay, is it worth it to fix this? What did the people you spoke to say about this?
I spoke to one analyst who said that a common decision point is when somebody gets news that their car needs a repair that's going to cost 10% or more than what they'll pay to walk out the door with their next one. And this is really going to come down to a bunch of specifics of your own scenario, but he was also saying that people tend to underrate the value of going through with a big repair. Maybe it means you'll be able to keep your car for a bit longer, hold out for maybe a better deal if something comes along in the next couple months at a dealership. But it also could mean that you'll be able to resell it for more. Just because a car has a rebuilt engine or new transmission doesn't mean it's worthless.
When people are making this calculation for themselves, what should they factor into this equation?
There are all sorts of numbers and variables that you might try to put into this to figure out when to keep your car, but some of it ends up just being kind of intuitive. If there's a breakdown of trust in your car, that can be a sign that it's time to get rid of it. My best advice after working on this story is to just find a good, trustworthy mechanic who's going to be honest about how much something costs now and what problems are on the horizon.
That's WSJ reporter Joe Pinsker. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Rachel Wolf to discuss how shoppers are saving money by hitting up multiple stores for their weekly groceries. This episode was hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Chris Zinsley. Thanks for listening.